Hello, and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 29.
Damn.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Gadi Elkhan.
Hi.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Adam Conway.
Hey.
29 weeks. It's been a good week. Lots of news. In the news segment where we discuss all things cool pertaining to film, music, video games, comics, books, and everything else. Pretty cool. I'll start us out. I've got some video game news for you video game people out there, which I guess is everybody but Gwen at this table.
Yeah, I don't care what.
I like to play games.
She plays games.
I just play games with people's hearts.
Aww.
What does that mean?
It means I crush people's souls for a living.
Jesus.
She's an unconstant succubus. But video game news. For people who like the game Borderlands and Borderlands 2, Sony is finally going to release Borderlands 2 on the Sony Vita, which is their mobile platform. You can play, take it in the car, take it on a plane. They're going to do a hardware bundle with it in the spring. So if you're a fan of Borderlands 2, you'll get to take that game with you now. In more Sony news, PlayStation Now, the Sony's newly announced game streaming service, are going to charge their users $5 to $6 to rent PS3 games, which is actually kind of cool because you can choose to rent them for one day, 7 days, or a month. And if there was a game you really didn't want to spend $30 to $60 on, you can pay $6 and basically beat the game, which is a cool deal. I like it. Moving on, Edge Online has corroborated with reports that Sony will reveal its virtual reality headset at GDC next week, which is pretty awesome. So Sony's going to have a virtual reality set, which means that probably Xbox is probably going to be shortly after that. And maybe that's like the next step in gaming. I mean, I know Nintendo tried to do that with that virtual reality helmet where it was like just red lines. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It wasn't that bad. Like, they had like two games for it. One was tennis and the other one was something else. But this virtual reality headset looks really cool from Sony. And I can only imagine how cool that will be. But it's getting to a point where, like, I mean, we've seen so many futuristic movies. They're, like, playing things in the air with their hands or something like that. Like, what's wrong with just sitting on the couch playing with a controller? You know, some people still like to do that. Virtual reality will be cool, but I don't know. What do you think?
It seems like a, like, just, you
how
know.
Would you play, like,
oh, it's really
eyes?
Awesome, though.
Like
right here,
but would you play
Oculus
Rift? Though is it, but they actually do. Where basically, if you look anywhere, you see the virtual reality. Like,
yeah, but doesn't it seem like
feet.
A gimmick?
Well,
like, I can jump on my PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah,
and play
most things are gimmicks.
I'm not
going to
strap
become
on my virtual reality machine,
yeah,
headset, and go walk around looking like a dumbass.
Well, yeah. You do it in the privacy of your own home,
naked, and it still
yeah.
probably won't keep my attention.
But
like,
you look down, you'll be wearing
video
clothes.
Games or porn.
Oh my god!
But that, I don't want to do that.
It's interesting.
Try it out. You
I
might
did.
Like it.
So in GDC right. next week, we'll probably have news this following podcast to talk about what the virtual reality headset really is going to do. If it'll be have its own games or if you'll be able to play.
Well, because they actually had like a virtual reality I guess, tour of Game of Thrones using the Oculus headsets at South by Southwest.
Okay.
So you can actually go explore this 45-minute, like, basically journey, I guess, with these headsets. So it's a pretty cool thing. You know, and, like, they said it was really immersive.
Pretty interesting.
Immersive.
I'm curious to see where this virtual reality goes, because they've tried it before. They've tried virtual reality before in the 90s and early 2000s, and it didn't seem to catch on, so maybe this will be different.
Well, graphics back then were pretty terrible compared to they are now, so...
True. They were like Star Fox graphics.
I think of the Lawnmower Man, the graphics from that movie.
It would be awesome to like play like Grand Theft Auto in a virtual reality environment.
Oh, yeah.
Be amazing. All right, in my last bit of video game news...
Wouldn't that just be like real life? Like you just steal a car and just like beat a horse up?
I mean, I'd beat anybody in horse or no.
I like to fly the plane in that game. Can I do that awesome. For real?
A flight simulator.
You steal a 747 is a fun shit to do.
It is good.
Well,
I like it.
Too soon, guys. Because where's the damn plane?
There.
My friend posted that it was caught in his tree, but he didn't know who to call. I cracked the F up on
it. I saw one yesterday that was a Craigslist posting for like a black market 777.
That's horrible.
$15 million.
Jesus.
I was like, guys.
I hope the Asians come back and hurt us for this. Yellow King indeed.
That still made it to another podcast. Good stuff.
It flew to Fiji.
I just dropped the mic. Fuck y'all, I'm out.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful town.
It's a magical place.
And my last bit of video game news is that it was mentioned and rumored that a new Mass Effect trilogy for your people who love Mass Effect is coming to Xbox One and PS4 with
so much
higher
fun.
Res visuals and smoother frame rates.
What's it going to be called?
They don't know. They haven't really announced it yet, but they said like all the people at the Mass Effect company are like they're working hard into like planning it all out and then announcing it. So for you Mass Effect people, you're going to have a new trilogy on your hands, which is going to blow up Xbox One and PS4. And that is my video game news. And I'm going to pass it on to Adam Conway.
Hey.
And you have...
I have television news.
Television news.
We're getting tons of casting news coming, I guess, rapid fire because all the pilots are getting shored up. But first big news, Big Bang Theory has been picked up for 3 more seasons.
Wow. So I'm not happy about that.
All of Chuck Lorre's got picked up for 3 more seasons, right?
Do people still watch that show? They're still trying to decide.
Oh, okay.
It's my still most popular one more season for like how it's reduced.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
Chuck Lorre's funny.
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre knows what people want.
Yeah.
I
don't hate
him. He's got a formula to it.
I really like Mike and Molly, but...
I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
And that's the and I was thinking about this the other day after I saw the new Tammy trailer again, that I want to see Melissa McCarthy take her Molly character into a film.
Yeah.
Instead of, I mean, I love her when she's gross out.
Well, she's kind of.
But I want to see her in that romantic lead.
Yeah.
She was supposed to do that romantic film with her and John Hamm.
So, well, yeah, and there's another movie.
It's still in the back burner.
The spy movie, Susan Cooper, I guess, coming out.
Oh, yeah, with Jason Statham.
But yeah, so yeah, Big Bang Theory will be on for at least 3 more seasons. Those guys are making like $1 million an episode now. It's crazy.
They've been on a long time.
Yeah, it'll be like 10 seasons once this is done. So, then another, I guess, casting announcement. Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie is...
Who played Finch.
Is going to be starring in CBS's drama pilot Scorpion, which is about an eccentric group of geniuses trying to solve international problems.
I'm really interested to see how many pilots CBS is actually going to pick up because they picked up 18 of their current shows. They don't have a lot of time left.
Les says they only have 4 spots. Mm-hmm. So the 2 dramas, 2 comedies, said. So it's going to be pretty tough.
Very tough.
And you already know the How I Met Your Mother spinoff is definitely going.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be really hard to decide. Then also, more casting news. CBS announced Nick DiAugusto from Masters of Sex and like Fired Up is going to be joining the cast of How I Met Your Dad.
And
also Andrew Santino, who's actually on Mixology, which is probably going to be canceled.
Probably. He's very nice, though. We're Twitter fans.
And they'll be joining Greta Gerwig, who was cast as the lead in the show. And then Odette Annabelle, who has been reoccurring right now on 2.5 Men, is going to be in the summer series Astronauts Wives Club from Fake Empire, which is Josh Schwartz's handle. So, and it's going to be a miniseries from now, but they think it might do well enough to where they actually might pick it up for
it's a good book, The Astronaut West Club.
Then also, TNT has announced their summer lineup. It features Major Crimes coming back June 9th, as well as Murder in the First premiering. Then you have Rizzoli and Isles June 17th, and Perception. Cold Justice will be back June 20th. The new series Last Ship, which I've heard good things, is coming back June 22nd, airing before Falling Skies season 4 premiere.
Also really good.
Yeah.
It's, what is it, Walking Dead on a ship.
Yeah, which is awesome. Then Local Dallas will return August 18th. And then August 20th, we get Legends, which is supposed to be their next big show starring Sean Bean.
Will he die in it?
Well, he's the main star, so hopefully he'll last a while. But we'll see. It's possible.
He's dying in everything.
Every show. Then also, HBO has just confirmed the rock and roll series from Scorsese and Mick Jagger is going to be going to series now. It's going to be starring Bobby Cannavale as a record exec and feature other people, including Juno Temple and Olivia Wilde.
It's a pretty good cast so far.
As well as Max Casella, who was, Doogie Howser's best friend.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a pretty solid cast so far.
And also Dennis Quaid's son, Jack Quaid, who's actually...
Oh, and he was in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
He got killed off in Hunger Games.
Stop the
quickly. He had a quick death.
He had a quick death. He was there for like literally 1 second.
Quick.
A&E pulled the plug for now on Those Who Kill, Chloe 70's new show, but they have faith in it, so they're actually going to... They're going to hold it back and do more marketing and bring it back in the summertime because they...
It was I did not care for that. It was gruesome for just the sake of being gruesome.
Because it really didn't pair well with the base motel. Yeah. That's the thing. So we'll see what happens with it, but most likely it's not going to last long.
Which is funny because the Murder in a First that TNT is doing is very good.
Then History Channel just gave the green light to its next big miniseries from the producers of the Hatfields and McCoys. It's going to be called Texas Rising, and it's going to be about Texas Rangers, starring Bill Paxton, as well as a ridiculous cast including Brendan Fraser, Ray Liotta, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Thomas Jane, Olivia Martinez, Michael Rapaport. So it's all angry white men.
It is all angry white men.
Is Bill Paxton quality on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He is. He's not really well used in that first episode. He'll be back in the next one, but I like him.
Bill Paxton was great.
And then also Adrian Pattisar just got confirmed to join the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. From Heroes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So wrong.
So is that going to be a remake of Heroes, too.
Is that going to be Chris Carter? Well, he's doing both.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. makes it.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead has joined the TV show Exposed. She was really, I guess a lot of people were trying to get her for their pilots, and she decided to go with Exposed, which is based on a Swedish show that's about an investigative journalist that'll stop at nothing to uncover the truth. So it's kind of vague, but we'll see. I guess the Swedish show is really good, we'll see how it...
I was going to say, what is that one based off of?
It's the Swedish novels by Liza Marklund.
Mm-hmm.
She's
American
great.
Swedish remakes are just not as good. We don't have the snow. You need to have the snow, because blood looks so amazing in snow.
Yeah.
Lady Snowblood.
Ain't Nobody Saints director David Lowery hasn't decided yet his next, feature debut, but he's going to be directing an episode from the Sundance series Rectify.
I cannot wait to see his episode. It's going to be it's not going to make any sense, and it's going to be beautiful.
You think is the second season only going to be 6 episodes again? Or?
Yeah, same length. It won't be the same short period of time, though. It'll span a little bit longer.
And then Louis C.K. news, Louis announced that the premiere of his show will be coming back May 5th of this year. They ordered 13 episodes again, and it's they said he made a 14th episode, which was, just because he had so much stuff to do. It's been 19 months since the last season, so hopefully people are still loving Louis.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah. It was weird because at TCA, they wouldn't give us a definitive. They just said it was going to be May or June. So it's cool that they finally announced it.
Amazon announced they picked up 4 of their 5 pilots to series that include Chris Carter's The After, I guess Bosch starring Titus Welliver from Lost.
Fan. Oh, it's really good.
I guess Motor in the Jungle with Gael Bernal-Garcia, which was written.
Did they pick up the Mark Duplass one or not?
Transparent.
And Transparent was picked up. Rebels, which I actually liked the most out of the ones I saw, was actually, it's put on hold. It's not officially canceled yet. It actually got more votes than Transparent, but Transparent got more, I guess, press because it had like Jeffrey Tambor and it was kind of like a drum.
I like Transparent, but I cannot get behind Gabby Hoffman because she's just such a not nice person.
And like in real life?
But yeah.
I have a funny story I'll tell you guys about sometime.
I like the after. Chris Carr's after was pretty good. It had a good twist. Bosch was just kind of another boring.
But that one's based off TV of show. Michael Conley's book.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because he's producing the show. And I liked the whole story behind him doing that instead of selling the rights to his films.
Yeah.
To his books to be made into film. He's like, I'm going to do it myself. So it's really cool to see authors kind of taking that control and doing it that way.
We need to pick up steam, though, because the pilot was a little weak.
Well, then, and Mozart in the Jungle is from Roman Coppola and Jason Schwartzman and stars Gael Bernal-Garcia as, like, a concert pianist. And it's just...
I didn't care for that.
Yeah, it's quirky and, yeah, kind of boring.
I think that'd be a series, though, yes. I don't see it longevity.
I don't like things that are quirky just to be quirky.
And, like, Amazon's trying to, you know, catch up with Netflix, but Netflix is, you know, programming has been such more quality than Amazon has. Like their first two pilots, Alpha House and Betas, they picked up Alpha House for a second season, which was not that good to me, and then they canceled Betas already. So we'll see how they do, but that's that for Amazon. And then let's see what I got. Cartoon Network announced they're doing their first event miniseries from the creator of Adventure Time, and it's called Over the Garden Wall.
That's with Elijah Wood, right?
Yes. And it follows two brothers trying to find their way home as they travel across a mysterious land, aided by a wise woodsman who gives them directions and a bluebird named Beatrice. It looks like, you know, animation style. It reminded me of David the Gnome, because one of the characters actually is wearing the big red hat and has, like, a blue cape. And it showed them riding a large pigeon. So, but and I'm sure it's going to be crazy like Adventure Time usually is. But it features, yeah, I guess Elijah Wood, Colin Dean, and Melanie Lynskey as some of the voice cast. So that's something to look out for because Cartoon Network is expanding their slate like rapidly.
Did we talk about it last time the Black Jesus?
Like you said, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
So we brought that up, but yeah, we didn't have the details of what the show would be about.
Yeah,
they just announced it.
But yeah, that's what I got for television news.
TV news! Gwen!
Alrighty, so...
What do you have?
I've got film.
Film news.
And it's been, you know, we just spent, like, we did earlier a conversation about South by Southwest, so there's lots of really cool stuff out of there. I just want to talk again about Sean Christensen's film, which now is evading me the name of it. Oh, God.
The title is Before I Disappear.
Before I Disappear.
I was like, based off Curfew, which is a really great short film. It just won
Oscar
the audience. Oscar winner last year.
Well, do we know why they changed the name, though?
Just distribution request. Yeah. It wasn't a big deal.
But it won the audience award at South by Southwest, and I cannot wait to see it because Gotti and I actually saw the short film together.
Yeah, Curfew's was amazing.
Oh, were you at South by Southwest?
Yeah.
And I saw it then, and I saw it out at 24 frames per second, like, the month before.
Yeah.
And I've interviewed Sean Christensen, young dude, could be
a
real
big
superstar. Yeah, like, sad music, sad story. And you know what? What a cool way to open up your career with an Oscar nominated short. But, yeah.
Kind
of
like Jared Leto taking a break for 5 years and coming back and winning an Oscar.
It's pretty cool. And it... The audience award had a lot. There were a lot of fun audience awards this year.
So let's see. So big news for Veronica Mars fans. The film came out on Friday, and there were only slight glitches for people who had donated to the Kickstarter trying to get their Veronica Mars films downloaded to themselves. I actually just purchased it and tried to do my part of supporting Veronica Mars. But... It was a film that people watched. Also...
A lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because it's not doing so well in the box office, but...
It's not doing horrible, though.
It's not going to be number one.
It
wasn't projected to be number one.
But this movie's not for the masses. It's for the fans. It is?
The marshmallows.
The marshmallows. Also, in sad news, comedian David Brenner passed away. He used to be a big part. He wrote for films and stuff, but he also was a big Tonight Show guest, and he passed away yesterday. So,
one of Johnny Carson's favorite.
Was he on that
guests.
Flight, Malaysian flight?
No, he was just.
No, it was Ides of March. He got sad.
There's so much TV news that the film news. Okay, so I'll go ahead and bring it up, even though I refuse to talk about this.
I'm so excited for this.
But Batman and Superman was pushed. Was it Batman and Superman pushed back, or did they push back?
Push back.
Okay, so they pushed it back. So
why did they just cancel it? Please, God.
They pushed it back again so that it won't compete with Captain America.
You know why? Because they're pussies.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
How do you back? No, bullshit. How do you back up two of the greatest superheroes for Captain America?
Because
you don't have a good script and you're a bitch.
Captain
America's
not
true.
So well.
That
no,
is not
bullshit.
True. You just
Captain
come
America 2
Batman,
is rated so well right now.
Batman series didn't do too well.
Man of Steel was okay.
Batman didn't do too bad. It's Batman Superman, y'all.
It's based
it's
off
a
Superman,
huge
though.
Sign of
nobody's going to want to. The reason they're doing
DC
that.
DC just bent over and got slapped.
Not
it's
at
a
all.
Big statement.
You're wrong about that.
How is it not wrong? You
it's so they both win. Because they're both going to lose if they both come out at the same time.
Yeah, because nobody's going to pay because they're going to be IMAX 3D or whatever, and it's going to be, you know, almost $20 a ticket.
So it's just money then. People won't go see this piece of shit. I hope not.
Tons of people are going to see it.
I think it's going to be a big
failure.
Well,
they're not going to be able to see it because they keep pushing it back.
They're not going to make the movie. It's going to be awesome. They're going to fail at this, and they should.
Why don't you judge the movie, not the making of the movie?
Why don't you judge something rather than nothing that has happened?
They're still making it.
You're judging it like it's happened and it's quality. It's shit.
I'm looking forward to a Batman Superman
movie. No, you're not. You're looking forward to a hype machine that has nothing.
Nah.
Nothing. This isn't even like a series that's filmed anything that you can be like quality stuff. Captain America, has a proven ground. I'm looking much forward to
so
seeing Captain
Superman
America.
So does Superman and Batman have a proven ground?
When? Not in movies.
Yes, they do.
Not in movies.
Not together. They've never done it before.
It's going to be
But Superman
shit.
Has a proven ground.
Do you
so
think
Batman.
That Superman and Batman are going to like make
hope a gay relationship.
Together and just like go through fields?
If they,
rent, like,
if they like got married and got a baby, better movie than what
No, the reason they're doing this because they have never pitted these two big blockbusters on the same weekend. They're not going to do
it. No one else is moving that weekend. No one else is calling ship and being
because
like,
that
I'm a
bitch.
But it's still about, if it's still about money, like it won't sell.
The counter program is not going to move, but these two are exactly for the same audience. They're
so what happens next year when all of those movies come out? None
you're
of them are going to
sell.
So why can't you just move it a week? Why did you move it a whole year?
Oh, it was already moved a year because of Ben Affleck.
Already?
Because
of his leg.
So it was moved like only like 2 weeks?
That's what they say. I don't know if it was for his leg.
It wasn't for his leg. It's for script. Y'all, come on. Y'all are blind. It's script
We're
issues. Y'all have a script.
They don't know
That's
yet.
Fine.
They don't know yet. It's
well,
fucking 4 years away now.
Well, they're playing
they don't even
do
have
it.
A goddamn
well,
story.
Well,
they're
I think it'll be interesting if by the time the movie comes out, we'll all have forgotten how much we don't.
Like
or actually care about it, yeah.
I hope
they're pretty
so.
Much doing what they did with Amazing Spider-Man. They're pretty much using this as a way
to... Oh, yeah, because Amazing Spider-Man is
oh,
a great example.
It's not.
You have no reason not
it's like,
to.
He just gave me a great reason
but
not to
what
like
they're doing,
shitty shit that's come out
yeah,
before.
But what they're doing is
so pretty
like
much shitty shit.
Setting up the universe. What
How
Amazing
can you
Spider-Man
be hyped
doing
about this crap?
Is setting up a universe, and that's what they're doing with Superman vs. Batman. They're introducing all these other characters.
You know what they should have done? Hired Joss Whedon. They fucking failed.
Oh, I know.
Move on to DC.
I know. Zack Snyder.
Shit. You made Christopher Nolan, that was at least decent. Stop giving it to shitty ass directors.
Zack Snyder's not a shitty ass director.
I'm sick and tired. It's not going to compete anything with the quality
it's not,
of Marvel.
It's
doing.
Happening.
Because Marvel did it the right way.
Yeah.
You know what?
Quality directors,
they reap the
quality writers.
Y'all are
sure.
Retarded for wanting to see this.
Not retarded. We know it's not going to be as good as any of the Marvel.
Point made, I'm done.
It's not going to be good as any of the Marvel.
Are you?
Stuff. You're right.
Are you done?
You're right.
You sure?
But it's happening.
Go see Sean Christian.
Sorry, it's happening.
Don't go
it's
see
happening.
Some stupid-ass Zack Snyder film. It's not happening.
It's
we don't
happening.
Got a goddamn
Sorry,
script.
It's happening.
It won't
okay,
happen.
One of the movie news we got.
Oh, guys, that was amazing. Yay!
I hate that movie.
My argument's better.
Y'all's all of your arguments were just so fantastic. Moving on, Reese Witherspoon has
so hot.
Just got optioned the rights for... Todd Lieberman's series, oh, I'm sorry, that's not the right name of it, Kimberly McCreet series, The Outliers, which is a young adult fantasy novel fantasy trilogy series, so they're going to have another young adult fantasy
series
coming out.
She's still relevant?
She's not going to be... I don't think she's going to be in it. She's just acquired the rights to it. So it'll be another one to add into the world of Divergent and Hunger Games and all those. It's another... I haven't read the series. It doesn't sound that interesting to me, blah, 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 blah. What I really want to talk about is that Josh Brolin came out this week and talked about his heroin addiction in the late 80s, like he's still relevant. And,
isn't he? While shooting Goonies?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Shooting up
he was like,
shooting
you know,
Goonies.
We just lived on the
street. I thought his heroin addiction was like last week. Didn't he get...
No.
Was it alcohol? What? Didn't he get kicked
off
the
set? He went for alcohol and abuse, like, because he was beating up Diane Lane. And so,
yeah.
I like to talk about people's personal lives.
I'm sure he's still on coke.
So, that's my film news.
That's all the film news you have?
Yeah, there's not a lot happening. There's also stuff
Well, we mentioned...
Can we
something like This That Comes is coming back. It's Seth Graham Smith is doing the remix. So
did y'all fully go over the audience award winners?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like y'all shouted out.
Yeah, something else?
Huh?
Yeah, then also, we also talk about Fletch coming back with Mr. Jason Sudeikis. Ryan Murphy optioned the rights to Empty Mansions, which is sounds like a mystery Downton Abbey type
show. Ryan Murphy. I cannot commit to anything that Ryan... Yeah. He doesn't
end
he
well.
Doesn't even run American Horror Story anymore. As soon as he stopped running it, it got better.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a big piece of film news that you didn't mention.
I already talked about Batman Superman.
Carla Gugino joined Dwayne The Rock Johnson in San Andreas.
Yeah, because that's great news.
That's big news.
That's not big news.
I had one.
Paramount is remaking Explorers, the movie with
Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix.
And the other kid.
Does that
Jason Fresen. It doesn't infuriate me. I mean, it's a great movie. The third act is just weird. I think they want to redo that. But Josh Applebaum and Andre Niemick are producing it. They're the writers behind Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol. So that was
pretty
good.
That's a weird choice. Yeah,
but that's good though. But they don't have any director yet. They don't have any actors they would do yet. But that's a pretty remaking that because they're remaking Fly the Navigator. So might as well do Explorers.
I kind of hope J.J. Abrams picks it up.
He's doing Star Wars.
I think J.J. Abrams would be a great director for Fly the Conquerors.
Well, isn't the director
busy with Star Wars?
Guaranteed, possibly doing Fly the Navigator.
But in Star Wars news, Star Wars casting rumors: Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes, and we just
is being looked at for a possible role.
And we did just get Adam Driver confirmed as
the villain,
which I think is just genius.
I think Lupita and also John Boyega, the main kid from Attack of the Block, is also being eyed for a new Star Wars character.
It was sad that Lena Dunham during South by Southwest actually commented about how proud of Adam Driver, but that none of the other actors on her show or any of the actresses are getting any work. But Adam Driver is just...
Because
I'm
he's
so
the
bad.
Best part. They're on HBO. They're fine.
But he's the best part of that show.
He and Alex Proposky are the best parts of that show. Maybe they should stop writing such great roles for them.
Yeah, why is it that thing? If they're only in their second season.
Oh, because they're in their third.
Lena did announce that she thinks she may pretty much quit acting.
No, she was just saying that.
After Girls.
Trying to get attention.
She was trying to get attention. I want to see. I want to see Alice Williams do more stuff, but I think she's almost too pretty to be an actress. As horrible.
Well, she's
as
trying
sounds.
To. I like to see Zosie Mammoth do.
I like her sister on Neighbors.
So that's film news.
I had one quick thing.
All right.
Bryan Singer is already talking about the next X-Men, even though Days of Future Past has not come out yet, and he's saying that X-Men Apocalypse. He's going to be the biggest X-Men ever and the craziest, most destruction of any of the X-Men movies. We're going to see ridiculous. And what he was saying is, the first one, X-Men First Class, was based in the 60s. The Days of Future Past is the 70s. And so Apocalypse is going to actually take place during the period of the 80s, which...
How do you feel about
I am very sad that they went away from Matthew Vaughn directing. I don't understand it. And Bryan Singer's already ruined X-Men.
Oh.
He'll do it again.
When did he ruin
X-Men? Yes, he did.
X-Men 1 and 2 were okay.
Second one was great.
The third one was terrible.
Wolverine was terrible. You're thinking of those two.
Wolverine.
Third was
terrible.
Yeah,
the first two were good.
And,
first two were great. Right.
So he started talking about...
They're not better than what Matthew Vaughn did.
No, not at all.
Jesus Christ.
Matthew Vaughn should still be directing the X-Men series.
But Brian Singer's...
Don't tell me Brian Singer's better than Matthew
Brian
Vaughn.
Brian Singer's the reason X-Men is out there. If it wasn't for his X-Men 1 and 2, we wouldn't have Matthew Vaughn's X-Men, unfortunately.
Well, and Matthew Vaughn can't do it because he had that affair with January Jones.
Yeah.
Good for him, Bob.
Which, you know, he played his cards right, I think.
I think he won
in the long run.
I'm
excited. I hope this, you know, Days of Future Past is going to live up to all its hype. It's the trailer.
The movie was supposed to come out like 7 years ago.
Oh, probably.
Later this year.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. You can't. Yeah,
that's all I have to say. With that mustache.
I don't think you can ruin it because I think Matthew Vaughn actually set up a lot of the stuff that's going to happen in this one. So we'll see.
We all aren't scared for this one. The trailer.
I'm a little scared because
really good.
Bryan Singer.
I'm scared.
His last few movies have not been good, unfortunately.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm hoping for it. Like Batman Superman. I'm hoping for just.
I'm full of
eyes.
But you know, they've already. They have so much faith in it already that they've already greenlit the third one and he's already starting work on it.
I'm really excited about Godzilla. It's all the new
Godzilla looks incredible.
That
trailer
ridiculous.
And apparently, Halle Berry's a little pissed off because they've been showing the final cut of the film, and apparently, she's been pretty much cut out of the whole thing.
Who?
Halle
Berry. She was the worst part of those X-Men movies.
Yeah,
she's
not happy about the fact that most of her role has been removed.
Isn't she doing a TV show?
Extant, which actually is a really good script.
Well,
so she'll be fine.
So yeah, she'll be okay.
All right.
So yeah, that was my.
And what news do you have?
I have comic book news. You know, since we've been talking about comics, one's quick hit. Marvel went and met with Lucasfilms this week to talk about taking over some of the Star Wars comic books and starting some of their own new monthly series. We'll see. I know a lot of fans are kind of up in the air about that because Dark Horse has always been.
Star Wars, but
Star
now
Wars.
Disney
but,
owns
you know,
it, so
yeah.
Marvel so in Star Wars, so it makes sense. I was in a Disney store the other day, and you walk in the Disney store, you think Mickey and Pixar, but now you go in and there's a Star Wars section, and then there's a Star Wars section, and there's a Marvel section.
Awesome!
It's like crazy. So it's not like just the Disney store now.
And then we mentioned last week, Tales to Astonish, the short doc series that Marvel's getting ready to. Performing, I guess they actually they talked about it more at South by Southwest this past week, and the first one, Civil War, is based on Civil War that was written by Mark Miller, and there's a lot of controversy because apparently Mark Miller was not available at first to film anything for the documentary, which is actually based on his work because he's so busy on his own universe he's creating over at Miller World, and the doc itself had Stan Lee and Joss Whedon. But there are updates that just came out yesterday that said that they went back and actually filmed an interview with Mark Miller to sort of appease the fans, since Mark Miller was the one who sort of created that whole concept of the Civil War to begin with. So that's coming out soon, and that should be something Marvel does almost on a monthly basis, coming out with these little docs that sort of take you deeper into what the comic book is about and how it relates to our modern society. And then another big story arc. It seems like Marvel's decided to kill Wolverine. So finally,
like that's gonna last.
It's not. Apparently, they had talked about it last February that it was gonna happen, but then Age of Ultron happened, and then the other big storyline for Wolverine Killable happened, and so apparently they've rebooted Wolverine. And now they decided that they're going ahead with this story arc that they created, and he is going to lose his healing factor and unfortunately succumb to some. Someone's going to kill him. So we'll see how that plays out.
Ratings,
yeah,
and
definitely
because
he's the number one character in the Marvel universe, and he's in like I don't know 20 titles.
He'll
or something.
Be gone for a month or
he'll
two,
be,
and
exactly.
Then he'll be back.
Exactly. And so yeah, we'll see how that plays out. And then in other Marvel news, it's Marvel, and then also Clifford Meth of Aardwolf has come out with a book called Comic Book Babylon, which talks about the legal battle between Marvel and Dave Cockrum. And Dave Cockrum wrote for X-Men, and he created several characters, including Storm, Nightcrawler, and Colossus. And so he's been having pretty much a legal battle forever since he pretty much came, with Giant Size X-Men came out,
mm-hmm.
Over the rights to his characters and the rights to all the stuff that he did. And he unfortunately passed away this year, and they finally settled on his deathbed. They pretty much settled it so his wife gets settled it so his wife is taken care of, and so all the stuff that happened to him is coming out in a book called Comic Book Babylon. That should be pretty interesting. And on top of that, they announced that Cockrum's personal Uncanny X-Men collection is going to be auctioned off in a giant estate sale. So, interesting.
Interesting.
It's, yeah. So, I'm interested to see what went down, because he did create some, you know, iconic characters after Stan Lee. And Stan Lee also has wrote the intro to this, like, Comic Book Babylon, and sort of talked about how he's sort of gone through some of that same sort of stuff with Marvel as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Then we have the inventor of Spider-Man, Steve Ditko, is taking the Kickstarter again to raise funds last year he was on Kickstarter and he asked for money to reprint one of his I guess packages of comic books called the Ditko Public Service Package, and he was successful in raising enough money to get that printed and sent out to his hardcore fans, and now he's decided to go back on and come out with some unique title and a new title called Number 19, and he's hoping to raise $2,100 to get the publishing rights to send it out, and he's already pretty much close to his goal. But it's interesting how, you know, these older Stan Lee, Steve Ditko, all these guys still trying to make their own creative stuff, and they're going to these new mediums like Kickstarter and stuff like that to actually make it happen. So it's good. So the hardcore fans of those type of people are getting a chance to actually get their stuff because they don't have a publishing company like Marvel to back them anymore.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It should be good. And then I know last week we mentioned that Marvel's toying with the idea of getting rid of all of its print.
Yeah.
But a guy named Chris Ronberg, 19-year-old, has come up with a new sort of concept for comic books to get out to the public. And he's created the first comic book vending machine. And he's thinking sort of like Redbox for comic books. And he's starting to test it out in Pennsylvania. So we'll see.
So it'll be like a rental. You just buy the comics.
You buy the comic book. So it's pretty much a vending machine for comic books.
Is it cheaper than going to a comic book store?
Probably not. But they'll probably be able to get them in a lot more places. So like you had a grocery store. Oh, I want to pick up a comic book. And so we'll see. I don't know. It's the first time this has sort of happened. So we'll see how it actually develops.
Yeah.
Comes together. And, yeah, I think that's all I need.
Sweet. Comic news.
Crazy.
Gotti. Music news.
Vending machines. Not music. So there's a few cool things. Obviously, I'll jump back into South by in a little bit. But in other festival news, the Future Music Festival of Asia canceled. A couple of drug overdoses and some rapes and some shit going down that shouldn't have gone down, so they canceled the whole festival. Sorry, Asia.
Just for a few people, huh?
That's right. A few people doing some dope.
One person gets raped and then it all goes down. It
goes to
right.
hell from there.
Just rape one.
Music.
Wow!
That needs to be on a t-shirt.
One is okay, more than one unacceptable.
That's when it crosses the line. Movie music news. Dexter Fletcher drops out of Fred Mercury biop, which is kind of sad because the musical's...
Did you say biop?
Biop?
That's right. Biop.
Biopic.
Yeah, biopic. I say biopic over there.
It is a
Remember,
biopic.
We had this conversation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
It's a biopic.
It's a biop.
No, a biop is when you take like a lump out of
it. Biopsy.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why I got rid of it. It was too much of a soul. So, other cool news. Soundgarden, by the way, is...
Not Savage Garden.
Good news.
Are going to be with Nine Inch Nails on a tour now. So, that's
right.
Kind of the South by why they reunited. Another kind of interesting group, Charlie XCX. Have you all heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer. She's hooked up with Weezer's Rivers Cuomo. And then Vampire Weekend's Rostam... How do you say the fucker's last name? Zax's brother. Batman Manjali. That dude is on all the quality albums this year. You're going to see him doing everything. You'll see.
I still want them to release Doc's song from Sound of My Voice.
They haven't announced that at all. Like, it's gone.
It's from the East. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's such a good song.
It's sad.
And this was your song.
Led Zeppelin is planning a lot of reissues coming up of unreleased tracks. So it's kind of cool for Led Zeppelin. The first time they've done this since, like, the 80s. So who knows what crazy shit they found. A bit of Instagram fun with Miley Cyrus. She is recording right now with the Flaming Lips and MGMT's Andrew Van Weingarten, one of the two dudes, is they're doing a cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And Wayne from Flaming Lips posted a couple Instagrams of Miley rolling up joints. And so they're getting a little high for that. Neil Young has announced Jack White is on two songs of the album A Letter to Home, but he also might be mixing it as well. It might be doing some of that.
That album's going to be
$100. Amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Neil Young's records are really expensive.
So there's that, and then other South by stuff. Let's see. Tony Molina, if you haven't heard of him, he's got an album called Dissed and Dismissed. And this is just a badass San Francisco guitarist that you're all going to hear a lot about.
What's it sound like?
Fast, quick, and fucking
dirty. Fast, quick, and dirty.
He's a quick picker. Like, he plays so fast.
What's he sound like?
He's rock, but it's just, I can't explain it other than quick as shit. Like,
is it like Hendrix meets?
It's not as over the top as Hendrix. It's much more just quick playing fun.
Like Yngwie Malmsteen?
Yeah, all his songs are like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Y'all are going to love Tony Molina. He's hitting South by like crazy. Let's see. Big songs that are like hitting big. Bastille has another fucking hit in Bad Blood, which that album just continues to showcase that they're one of the more underrated bands. And then my South African brethren, Kaiser Chiefs, with the song Coming Home. You'll hear it. Quality.
I want to mention that MondoTees.com has released the pre-order option for the Gravity soundtrack on vinyl. $30. It's going to be awesome. They won't ship till May, but you can go on there. It's not going to be one of those things where you have to be on Mondo's site right when it goes on sale. They're actually taking pre-orders, so you can order as many as you want. So $30, Gravity soundtrack. Gravity soundtrack is great.
How many are you getting, Brian?
Just get one.
Oh. One was good.
For one of his houses.
A couple of names, I guess, other names to keep an eye on from South By. London Grammar. They're like Florence and the Machine, basically. Mm-hmm. Junior. And then there's a singer-songwriter.
Florence and the Machine. I feel like she's
been touring overseas. See
that song with Calvin Harris?
Yeah. But so she's been in like Australia.
Who doesn't have a song with Calvin Harris besides me?
I just reported mine. Mine comes out in 2 months.
Maybe. You really need to.
I only sing for real. I don't sing at karaoke because karaoke is bullshit.
And Dan Auerbach of Black Keys is doing a little bit of kind of solo work while
Flash of the People has a new single out.
Everyone loves it. It's okay. Go listen to Dan Auerbach's song instead. It's called Trouble Weighs a Ton. And it's bluesy.
Isn't Black Keys just two guys? So
Yeah, Patrick's doing he's got a monthly show on XM. And so while he was recording that, Dan went and did this song with another guitarist. But he's starting to grow his beard and getting ready for crazy ass tours.
What about the National? Because they're a movie premiere to stop by.
But there's no music news.
So it wasn't...
It didn't do quite well, supposedly. I don't think
Because that guy needs to stop kicking beers in people's faces.
Did y'all see him on SNL?
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't play that well. They didn't get a good reaction from people. And his problem is he is too violent when he's on TV.
Like,
I love listening to him, but he's been written up, especially in Britain, like, they don't like the guy. He's getting written up as kind of just like the shittiest version of a lead singer because the band itself is fucking talented.
They're good if you see, that was my problem with them. I saw them at South by Southwest in 2004, and there was nobody at the show because I was there to see the French Kicks. And nobody was there, and they were like the opening act for the French Kicks. And the guy was horrible. And then when they exploded, I was so surprised. I was like, has nobody seen them in concert? He's mean. He's mean. And like, who wants to pay money for that?
He's definitely an angry guy.
Face. I'm still holding a grudge against that.
Beck's new song that was hitting big, Blue Moon.
Well, Beck always hits big.
Well, this is
not always.
Not always. And this is the most probably accessible song he's had in a while. Because that album where you could do the lyric sheets, that didn't sell well at all.
But it was so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an interesting idea, but it didn't.
They can't all be winners.
Any ICP news?
No. I didn't see
that. Oh, yes. No.
I had ICP news like 2 weeks ago.
ICP Land, Brian is kickstarting.
But y'all need to keep, I know you didn't like Future Islands, but that band is going
to
be
the
Baltimore Trio, and that guy is going
to
be huge. You'll see him.
Because they're like real poppy, aren't they? That was my problem with
them. Pop synth.
Is they're way too poppy for me.
Listen to him though, quality dude. Baltimore Trio, to keep an eye on them. And then Broken Bells. Broken Bells is tearing it up.
Yeah.
That Holding On to Life song. And then
amazing.
The Ghost one's really good. Ghost Inside. So
Ghost in the Shell.
For all you Shins people, that's all I got news-wise.
Pretty sweet. Well, that's our In the News for this 29th week.